but it's time. Been licking our chops, Sod. Our Mavs free agent wish list. We've got about five each here.
Yes.
You want to start?
Well, first I want to start with the disclaimer. So we've ruled out, together we have agreed that we have ruled out five guys for two different reasons. We've ruled out Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving because not happening.
No connection.
Sorry. Not. It's just not realistic. And then we ruled out Klay Thompson and Chris Middleton because those guys, while not elite tier, they're going back to
all
their
teams. Signed. Yeah, Middleton until about a week ago seemed like a small possibility, but all signs are that he's signing a max to stay with Milwaukee. Klay Thompson staying Golden State, plus with the ACL tear, it's not going to happen.
So we've ruled those five players out. Now we move forward with those. Let's go one by one. So I'll go one, you go one.
Sounds good. You start.
All right. So for me, my dream scenario, believe it or not, is the scenario that I kind of said that I didn't want in the first segment. It's Al Horford. However, big caveat, I'm a big proponent of Al Horford on a 2-year whatever deal.
Even if it's a max.
But a 2-year deal, not a 4-year deal. He's looking for a 3 or 4 and said he's leaning 4. That's a big no-no. 2 years, Al Horford, even if it's the max, that's fine. But then along with that, give me Patrick Beverley and then fill out your roster however you want.
Yeah, maybe bring back Finney Smith for a bench 3-and-D guy.
Dwight Powell, extend him. He already opted in. Barea, Powell.
The other disclaimer, Mavs max out Porzingis. Let's just get that out of the way. I know some of the national networks are going to list him as a free agent. Yes, technically he's a restricted free agent. It would be, I expect an earthquake to hit Dallas before Kristaps Porzingis doesn't re-sign here. That's just going to happen. All right, here's my pipe dream scenario, and this might confuse some people, but stay with me. Mavs have roughly $38 million in cap space after Powell opts in and Porzingis gets his money. So I am proposing go sign Julius Randle and Malcolm Brogdon. Malcolm Brogdon, restricted free agent, combo guard for the Bucks, can play with the ball in his hands, with the ball without his hands. 50-40-90 guy this year. Had a really good shooting season, over 15 points per game. Good creator, plays well in the pick and roll, pick and pop scheme. Versatile defender, 6'5 guard. He can guard multiple positions. And with the Bucks maxing out Middleton, even though he's restricted, he might be a player you might be able to poach in the $18 to $20 million per range. It sounds a little high for him. It probably is, but that's part of doing business in the NBA. Young player. That's my theme here. Young players to pair with your young talent. Julius Randle. Mavs haven't been super high on him in the past. Coming off a career year, I think he's, 24, 25 now? Still a really young player. 21 points, 9 rebounds this year. I like his fit with Porzingis in this case because he's a good rebounder, and Porzingis can play the 5 on defense and the 4 on offense, whereas Randle can play the 5 on offense.
Yeah.
And he is a creator for, despite being a big on offense. He improved his three-point shooting this year, over 34%. Not a great number, but you have him on the court with Porzingis, Luka. Let's say you get Brogdon in this scenario, then Hardaway, Brunson, whoever's your fifth guy. All five can handle the ball. All five can shoot. That's an intriguing lineup to me, and I think you pair those two young guys with the core you have moving forward. I like that idea because I just don't feel that the Mavs are going to be getting a guy like Kemba Walker. So that's my number one scenario.
Well, so, I mean, you kind of jumped the gun on me a little bit but I will say this on Julius Randle. In some weird way, he's like what Earl Thomas was to the Cowboys, where he's been linked to the Mavericks for forever. I don't know if anything's ever going to happen.
Yeah.
But for 2 years, we
it's
were talking about Earl Thomas
Dallas.
To the Cowboys
yeah.
because of the locker room thing. Yeah, but with Randle, it's because he's from here. Now, my first scenario, because I have placed such an emphasis on maximizing Kristaps Porzingis, so I went with a big name. With the big name being the power forward center and Patrick Beverley being the small one. Well, I'm going to flip it. Kemba Walker is not on our untouchable list, and for good reason. Because
He's the best player available. That is a possibility. I agree with you there.
Yes, because here's the thing with Kemba. Does he want to stay in Charlotte where he's never going to win anything, but he can get the most money from there?
Yep.
Does he want to go to LA where he can win, but he's not going to get... Well, no, it's not about third fiddle. It's about they don't have cap room.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get
max
money
cap
there.
Room. They have roughly $28 million right now.
Right. So for me, I'm going Kemba and then get Brook Lopez. So
okay.
I personally, man, it's tough. With Al Horford and Patrick Beverley, I like that duo, but I really like Kemba and Brook Lopez quite a bit. Just to clarify, Robin Lopez is also a free agent. I'm not talking about Robin Lopez.
No.
I'm talking about Brook Lopez.
Anti-Robin Lopez show here.
Yes. I like Kemba, what he's shown, that he's very open to change. He can fit whatever system. I initially thought that he was going to be super ball dominant until I remembered he played in freaking Charlotte where he had to be ball dominant. So, it's one of those things where I think, you know, it's just a change of scenario will help him
and
a lot.
People scoff at Lopez because I got him in my scenario. I got D'Angelo Russell, who's restricted, and Brook Lopez. The Russell thing only happens if the Nets get Kyrie and don't want to match, or, you know, maybe they get Durant as well and they don't have any money left, whatever the case scenario is. He's restricted. And then Lopez as well. People scoff at Lopez. Had a nice resurgent year. He's got the rare combo of a center who can shoot well from three and block shots. He blocked over two shots per game last year, despite, you know, being 30 years old now. So that's my number two scenario. I'll go ahead and continue with my number three scenario. Max Tobias Harris and sign Patrick Beverley. Don't love this idea. This is my middle of the pack scenario. I wouldn't hate it. I think Harris is a nice stretch for in today's NBA. Don't love his fit next to Porzingis, though.
No, I'm not a huge fan of that either because of his fit next to Porzingis. I actually like Julius Randle more and maybe even Paul Millsap. I don't know. But I'm always on board with bringing Patrick Beverley, so you have me halfway there.
Any scenario Beverley's in, I think we're both on board.
Because Beverley, let me just say this on Beverley. He brings two things. The Mavericks lost a lot. Not a lot. They lost something when they gave away Wesley Matthews.
Tenacity. For
tenacity
sure.
On the perimeter. And Wesley Matthews had fallen off quite a bit over the years. So I'm not saying he was like this lockdown defender, but he was one of those guys that like you knew you had him. And so, like, you locked him on the other team's best player. Now, the other team's best player might still go off for 30, but you knew that Wesley Matthews was going to be on him.
This team needs attitude and edge, and that's why when the report that the Thunder are shopping Steven Adams came out, I thought it was an intriguing idea for the Mavs because you bring him in here and a guy like Beverley, all of a sudden you've got a lot of attitude and edge on your team, right? Like, I think the Adams thing has come and gone now that the draft has passed. I think it would have had to be prior to the draft, but yeah, I like Beverley for this team.
Okay, so while we're at this, you know, I'm going to rule out one guy from my end who is who I think should not be back here, and that's DeAndre Jordan. Now, My scenario now is very interesting because this is about to be a bunch of bargain players, and so I get to pick three instead of two. Yes. Willie Cauley-Stein, because these are all guys that can fit into the cap room they have. I think Willie Cauley-Stein...
Who's restricted.
Yeah, who is restricted. Patrick Beverley, of course. And you know, I'm not opposed to bringing on Elfrid Payton.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So, I don't know. Because think about the Pelican situation, right? It's super, he'll be there. Now, I don't know what his demand
is
going to be.
Yeah, and he kind of gets lost in the what they've got going on there now with all the players they've got.
Right, but here's the thing. He's had injury problems, and he's a very good distributor, which both bode well for the Mavericks.
Such a bad shooter, though, man. 31% from three last year, 20% the year before.
Yes, but that's fine. because he's not a guy that you're going to rely on
backup
for scoring.
Guard, yeah.
Yeah, it's like having a version of Rondo on the team.
Okay.
Without all the baggage.
Without Rondo.
Yeah, without Rondo. But basically, teams would play at the freaking circle against him and just, like, let him shoot wherever, but you still went out and traded for him because there is some... value to that. And so I think Peyton, if you can give me those three guys, Peyton, Beverly, and Willie Cauley-Stein, down for that.
That's if you've, obviously, that's more of a, okay, your top guys come and gone. Let's fill out the roster with some decent young talent. Yeah, I hear you there. My other middle-of-the-pack scenario is panic and max out Al Horford for 4 years, which I'm not a fan of, and then bring in Beverly still. That still is a decent thing, though, right? You would still be excited about that. It's just I'm with you. The 4 years for Horford is not super exciting for me. And then my nightmare scenario is you swing and miss like the Mavs have in the past, and you bring back, drumroll please.
Don't say Harrison Barnes.
DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, okay. That's better than
the Harrison fit's not Barnes. Awful, but does yeah. anyone want DeAndre Jordan here?
No, I don't. No one does here. No one wants him here.
Not super pleasant to be around either, by the way.
Yeah, no. He's kind of bipolar. Not bipolar, but it depends. It depends
he's night
on what
to night.
Kind of day. Yeah, it depends on what day you catch him at. My nightmare scenario for the Mavericks doesn't have to do. It has to do with the free agent that every network wants to show, but we all know is not really a free agent. And that's Kristaps Porzingis. My nightmare scenario is maxing him out and his health giving out.
Yeah.
That is the biggest nightmare you can imagine for so many reasons. And I don't even have time to go through all this in detail, but I will give you the biggest reason that Kristaps Porzingis flaming out due to injury, which, look, I'm not saying he's going to. There's a better chance that he doesn't, but there's a
small
chance.
Possibility, yeah.
If he flames out because of injury, Luka Doncic is gone in 4 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it is a disaster.
If the Kristaps trade falls on your face, it sets back your franchise 15 years.
Yep.
That would be a disaster.
And by the way, we still have some off the court issues there.
Yeah, let's get this. Let's get this Latvian case under control.
The
more important one in New York. Yeah. So we got to get that thing straightened out. But we'll keep track of that. So those are some of our Mavs offseason wish list ideas of both good and bad. Feel free to tweet at us at Harrison1033, at SaadYusuf126. What do you want the Mavericks to do this offseason? Want to hear from you guys throughout the show. This is our brand new show here on Saturdays, 103.3 FM ESPN. You can catch us from 2 to 4 every single Saturday.